Welcome to episode 99 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization. I'm your host, David Guerra, United States Army veteran, and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. In this episode, we're going to talk about all forms of leadership are subjective. Remember that. It's important to remember that. And we're also going to talk about why it is important to always truly understand that fact that all forms of leadership are subjective. And as a leader, why you should always be asking yourself, am I doing everything I can to encourage all leaders to have their own form of leadership? And in doing so, am I accepting that, not just in myself, but in others? So let's get started. Well, what does it mean to truly understand that all forms of leadership are subjective? Well, first of all, did you know there are at least 12 different types of ways people lead organizations and other people? 12. It's a big number. There's autocratic leadership. There's democratic leadership, strategic leadership, transformational leadership, team leadership, cross-cultural, facilitative, laissez-faire, transactional, coaching, charismatic leadership, and visionary leadership. That's a lot. That's a lot. That's a huge number, 12. But if you break it down and start looking around, well, you know, who's an autocratic leader? Who's a democratic leader? Who in your organization has a cross-cultural leadership style? And, you know, there's always that one somewhere out there, a laissez-faire leadership style, where they just kind of let things happen. Then, of course, there's always that visionary, that one individual that's a visionary leader. And that's a good one. That's a good one to have. But is that the right one? Well, folks, that's what we're going to talk about today. See, so you've got to understand that there are many types of people. There are many types of leaders. Everybody's been taught a certain way. Everybody's been shown a different path throughout their lives. And they know what works. They know what doesn't work for them. I had a leader that was autocratic one time and very micromanaging, and it didn't work out for him so well. And we all know that kind of leader, somebody who's going to just jump in and say, yeah, you know what? I know you're an IT specialist. I know that you've done IT for the past 17, 15, whatever years, but I'm just walking into this position. I'm the leader now. I know better. You know, that's, wow, how does somebody deal with something like that? But they're out there. They are truly out there. And when it comes to leadership, you know, there's a place and a time for an autocratic leader, just like there's a place and a time for democratic, strategic, transformational, team leader, cross-cultural, facilitative, transactional, coaching, charismatic, and of course, there's always time for a visionary leader. But understand that all forms of leadership apply to all different people at different times in their lives and in different situations. So understanding that there might be some that will excel as autocratic and strategic and transformational, there will be some that just blow it as visionary leaders, that just have no clue to being a visionary leader. Now, while all leaders have some form of charisma, not all are charismatic leaders. So that's where experience, wisdom, knowledge, skill, time comes into it. While you might be starting out and you're going to run across those types of leaders, those types of individuals, those types of managers that are going to do things their way, and it might not be what you were taught in school, but understand that the real world is not school, and school typically will teach you a kind of the utopian setting of leadership or the utopian setting of doing a way of doing business. Understanding that life is not perfect once you leave school, once you leave that sanitized way of learning, of not experiencing the realities that are around every corner, every day, every 15 minutes, 10 minutes, the next customer that comes in will be 180 degrees different than the one before or after her. So do you understand? It's a situational awareness of leadership styles, and they're all subjective. All forms of leadership are subjective for that reason. Everything has to be handled. So a leader truly needs to be a little bit of all 12 of these different types of ways of leading organizations and people. A leader should possess some, know when to pull, know when to push, know when to slack off, know when to just walk away, and know when to turn it over to the teams. Because again, why does the leader have those people in place if he doesn't trust them or she doesn't trust them? And if they're acting up, well, the leader then needs to step in and figure something else out. So what does it truly mean to understand that all forms of leadership are subjective? It truly means, what it means is just that understanding that everybody and everyone, every situation is going to be different. And you accept that fact and accept the fact that there's very little you can do about it other than adjust accordingly. Now, why should you as a leader encourage future leaders, the ones you're creating? That's your job, by the way, is to create more leaders, is to have their own form of leadership. Well, for one, the worst kind of leader is an authoritative, autocratic style leader that learned that style from the leader that taught him or the manager that taught him. See where that's going? That's not a good thing because you're not learning. You're just taking the easy way out. Well, if I just point and holler and scream at people and threaten people, things will get done. Sure, they might get done, but you're not going to win Humanitarian of the Year. So understanding that you have to encourage others to spread their wings, to find and pick their styles. Sometimes you're going to run across somebody whose charisma will make people walk through burning buildings solely on their charisma. So that's pretty cool. I wish I had that. Then you're going to have those other leaders that rather coach people and help push them along the way. It's a good way to do things. Good way to get things done. But you have got to figure out which fits which person that you're training, that you're mentoring, that you're leading, that you're guiding, that you're encouraging to become a leader. And then ask them to explore other types and other ways of leading. Now, how do you deal with others telling you your form of leadership is moot or it's worthless or it's wrong? You don't. You don't. Because again, you understand that that's a subjective term. You understand that what they're telling you is coming from their point of view. So how do you deal with it? You just say, thank you very much for your opinion. I'm still going on. I'm still moving. And you have to realize whether it's right or wrong. Now, obviously, if something bad happens and it's right off the bat because of something you said or did or told or managed or led, then yeah, maybe something is wrong. And open your eyes and see it and admit it and move on and learn from that and change and go forward. It's when you don't that the problems happen. And when more and more people are telling you that your form of leadership might not be the right one, eventually it'll sink in, especially when no one is following you. So how do you deal with it? You deal with it with your eyes and your ears open, your mouth closed, your mind open, but your mouth closed. Act accordingly, adjust accordingly, tell them thank you very much for their opinion, and then move on. But all along the way, keep it in the back of your mind. Put it back there and let it sink in for a while. And if more and more people start telling you, then something's up. But if they come in and tell you, hey, you know what? The coaching leadership is not the way to do it. The autocratic way of doing it is the best way to do it because this is how I learned to be the leader I am today. But you know, that worked for them, might not work for you. So what should leaders do to stop that mindset from taking over on how to lead others? What should you be doing to encouraging others to avoid that mindset? Well, it's like I mentioned, eyes and ears open, mind open, mouth shut. That truly is the best way to do it. Now, of course, there's other ways of doing, taking notes, watching other people, and see how they deal with others. See, like I said earlier about that autocratic leader I had, I learned that that was not the way to go. I know that being a dictator, hooting and hollering and yelling is not a way. It is a way of getting things done, but it's not my way of getting things done. If I'm going to hire a group of people, I'm hiring them because one, they said they can do the job. Two, I believe that they can do the job. And three, I am prepared to watch them do the job that they're going to do, that they're hired to do. That's the mindset. That's how you stop that mindset from taking over, especially when others are saying, well, you need to lead this way. Well, under somebody's thumb is not really a way of leading now, is it? At the end of the boot is not a way of leading, is it? Threatening people with, I'm not kidding, I had one leader in the military. He threatened to send me to jail, court-martial me if I didn't do something. I was young, naive, what did I know? It got done, but I guarantee I've taken that person's attitude, I've taken that person's mindset, I've taken that person's way of doing things and sworn that I will never be that kind of leader because, again, there is no way. But then I ended up with another leader at one point, another manager, who threatened to fire me if I didn't do things his way. Well, guess what? He didn't last very long. So, do I always recognize that my form of leadership is always the best or not always the best? Again, because things are subjective, because leadership styles are subjective, you have to recognize that your form of leadership, my form of leadership, might not always be the best. And as I mentioned, what I tend to fall on, what I tend to go back to, might not be the best because sometimes you definitely have to lead people around, lead them by the hand. And sometimes you have to turn the team loose and let them do their job. So what works for you, but understand the next team over, the next leader over might be doing things another way and might be doing them better with better results. So it, like I said, it is subjective. No matter what, all styles of leadership are subjective. And be prepared as an up-and-coming leader. Be prepared to hear it from those more experienced, more time in, more tenure. That their way of doing, their way of leading is the only way of leading, and you should listen to them. That's great. Maybe you should listen a little. Understand where they're coming from. See what's going on in their lives. See what's going on in their style of leadership. See how their followers are reacting to that style of leadership. Learn from it. Always be learning. Definitely always be learning. Because again, if you're not learning and you're stuck in one style of leadership, I guarantee you that might not be the best one. Now, I know what I said. It's all subjective. But again, if all you know is one and you don't experience any of the other 11, then what have you got? So definitely go out of your way and find people that are autocratic. Find people that do team leadership, coaching leaders that do coaching, that are transactional leaders. And definitely find those laissez-faire leaders. But of course, always be on the search and the lookout for the visionary leader. That one will get you places. And see what it is. What is it that they have that the charismatic leader doesn't have? And what is it that the charismatic leader has that the visionary doesn't? And so on and back and forth. Learn from them. Learn from all of them. Find them. They're out there. They're really easy to find if you just take a moment to look and listen and go in with an open mind. Folks, what do you think about what I just talked about? What do you think about this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, number 99? Do you have any questions about this episode or any other past episode in the Walking Leader Podcast series? And if you do, please email me those questions or tweet them to me on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. I thank you. I thank you for your time. I thank you for downloading. I thank you for listening these past 99 episodes. Next one is 100. Wow. I thank you. I am humbled that it's still here. I'm still doing it. I am honored that you're listening because I know there's people still listening. So I do appreciate you listening. And before I go, I do invite you to check out my 3,000-word leadership lesson series out exclusively for the Amazon Kindle. Sorry, you got to have Amazon Kindle. And as always, I put a link to the 3,000-word leadership lesson series in the show notes of this episode, episode 99, on my DaveGuerra.com website. Speaking of that, I am David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. And I invite you to pick up any one of those two books or both of them in paperback or digital format at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Listen, as I said earlier, I do appreciate you. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it all. And listen, before you go, I want to remind you to to always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that's great to follow.